All right, so today we're talking resumes.
Ooh, resumes.
And not just any resumes, but web developer resumes, because,
Right, you're out there.
you're out there building the internet,
Yeah,
basically,
yeah.
and you need a resume that can kind of keep up with that.
Absolutely.
So we are diving into the Web Developer Resume Example and Writing Guide from Resume Genius.
Okay, love Resume Genius.
It's got all this advice from actual experts in the industry.
Oh, perfect.
So you know it's good.
Yeah, you don't want to be getting advice from someone who's like hasn't looked at a resume in 5 years.
Exactly.
What I think is really cool about this particular guide is that they actually acknowledge that like not everyone listening is going to be at the same
Oh, it's a good point.
point in their career. So
Yeah.
they break it down like how to tailor your resume based on experience level.
That's huge, especially in a field that moves as fast as tech and web development
For
does.
sure, for
You
sure.
could be a newbie, or you could have been doing this for years.
Right.
So, resumes are all about first impressions.
Yes.
And this guide goes into that right away with like how to write a good resume objective.
Oh yeah, because like that's your first impression, right? That's your digital handshake.
It is.
In like a sea of resumes, that's what makes a hiring manager go, "Ooh, I want to read more this way."
Absolutely. And they had this really good example in here. I thought it was a good example, at least,
Oh yeah.
where it wasn't just like, I have experience in this, I have experience in that. But it was like, I have experience training junior developers.
Oh, nice.
And then it was like, I was responsible for improving data retrieval
Oh,
speeds.
very nice. Very nice.
So it's like hitting those skills.
Yeah, and it's speaking to like a need that the hiring manager is going to have.
Exactly what I was thinking.
Right, like who isn't looking for those skills right now?
Yeah, especially
Like
if it's
those cool
gore.
data skills.
Data is king these days.
Yeah, so it's like instead of that generic like seeking a challenging role,
Right.
it's like bam, I can solve this problem for you.
Exactly. And not just that I can solve a problem,
Right.
but I can solve this specific problem that you are hiring to have solved.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, it shows you're not just sending out a million of the same resume. You've
Exactly.
actually done your research
You get it.
on the company
Yeah.
and what they need.
Exactly.
And speaking of kind of targeting your skills towards a specific company or
Yes.
job.
I really like how this guide emphasized showcasing your skills in the context of achievements,
Yes.
like actual things you have done.
Context is king.
Yes,
Yes.
they even say that.
They got it right.
Context is king.
Because, I mean, anyone can write on their resume, like, oh, yeah, I'm proficient in React.
Right.
I'm great with Python.
Sure.
Okay, but show
Yeah,
me.
what did you do with it?
What did you do? Yeah.
Exactly. And that's what's going to set you apart.
Exactly. And they have some really great examples of this in the sample resume.
Oh, good. Okay, great.
The one that really stood out to me, and I actually wrote it down because I was like,
Okay.
this is so good,
Okay, what is it?
was implemented A/B testing on product pages,
Okay.
leading to a 20% increase in customer purchases.
Now that's how you do it.
That's how you put it into context,
Yeah.
because it's not just like, oh, I know how to do A/B testing, which great, good for you.
Yeah.
It's like,
You check that box off.
right, but you understand what A/B testing can actually do.
Yes.
You understand user experience enough to improve it, and you clearly made a difference for this company because you increased customer purchases by 20%.
Exactly. And it shows you understand like the business side of things too. It's
Exactly.
not just about the tech.
It's not just about the code.
Yeah, it's
Yeah.
like the difference between saying like, "Oh yeah, I can bake a cake,"
Right.
or "I baked a cake that won first prize at the state fair."
Okay, exactly. And I want to try that first prize cake. You know what I
Exactly.
mean?
Yeah, that's what's going to make you stand
If
out.
put that on your resume.
Award-winning cake.
Exactly.
Exactly.
But yeah, that's a great example.
Yeah, so I love that. You really have to like think about
You got to dig deep.
what you've done and how to word it in a way that's going to really catch someone's eye.
And it's not even always like just showcasing, like, oh, I did this great thing,
Right.
but like, what
Yeah.
were the skills you used to do that thing?
Oh yeah.
Because,
Because it's not always just about the code.
right, like web development is so much more than just coding. You're
Exactly.
problem solving, you're collaborating, you have to think about like user
Yeah,
experience.
all that good stuff.
Yeah.
And this guide actually recommends having a whole skills section
Okay.
and organizing your skills into categories,
Oh, I love that.
which I thought was really smart.
Yes, because think about it. Like,
Yeah.
you're a hiring manager,
Yeah.
you're looking at a stack of resumes this high.
For sure.
They all start to blur together.
Yeah, you just want to see like those keywords.
Yeah, and if you can make a hiring manager's job easier
Right.
by like organizing your skills so neatly
yeah.
that they don't even have to think about it.
Like, oh, this person gets it.
Yeah, they're like, oh, this is organized. This is great. Yeah. I like this person already.
They pay attention to detail.
Right.
That's like the difference between showing up to a potluck with like a casserole dish that you just kind of like threw in there.
Yeah.
Versus like a perfectly arranged charcuterie board.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Yeah.
Well, see, here's the...
Both good.
Yeah.
But like...
Presentation.
Yeah. One of them just shows that you've really thought about like what
you're
presenting.
You've considered your audience.
Yes, exactly.
Yes.
Okay. I have another bullet point I want to read.
Okay. Hit me.
Because this one also blew me away.
Okay.
Minimized hacker attacks from 2.3% to 0.02%.
Oh, wow.
By implementing a multi-factor authentication system.
Okay.
First of all.
That's impressive.
Amazing.
Yeah.
But second of all, hello, quantifiable achievements.
Yes, exactly. And again, it's like you're speaking their language. You're like, I understand that security is important to you.
Right.
And not only that, I improved it.
Yes.
I practically eliminated your threat.
Yeah, you basically like saved them a ton of money.
Probably, right, exactly.
After that one little bullet point.
Yeah.
So it's like.
That's a good one.
Yeah. It makes you think like.
Yeah. What else have you done?
What else have I done?
That you haven't even thought to put on your resume.
That's probably really impressive.
Right.
If I just like think about it the right way.
Exactly.
Okay. So we've talked about writing those like really good bullet points.
Yeah.
Highlighting achievements. But like.
Right.
What about all the other stuff that goes into a resume?
Well, that's what I love about this resume genius thing.
Okay.
Is that like.
They gotcha.
They got you covered.
They do.
Like, this guide is great.
It's a jumping off point.
It is. It's the tip of the iceberg, my friend.
They have templates. They have a whole resume builder.
Yes, they do.
Interview help.
It's like having a career coach, like,
yes.
In your back pocket.
It is. And for free.
Exactly.
Or, oh, well, I don't know if it's free, but.
I mean, you know.
You know,
but it's like,
but it's there.
Yeah.
Yeah. And they have all this stuff like specifically for different like career levels.
Yeah. Which I thought was really good because they could have just been like, here's a template.
Here's five templates. Good luck.
Right. Like you're on your own.
They'll figure it out.
They're like, no, we recognize that like if you just graduated from a coding boot camp.
Yeah.
Your resume is going to look very different from someone who's been, you know. Leading a team of developers for the last 10 years.
Right, exactly.
And they give you the tools to do all of that.
They really do.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that's what I really like about this guide and about Resume Genius in general.
Yeah.
It's like they're not just giving you the answer.
Right.
They're like giving you the tools to figure out the answer for yourself.
Exactly.
Which I think is so important.
Yeah, because like you said, everyone's at a different point in their journey.
Mm-hmm.
And like your resume is your story.
Yeah, it's personal.
Yeah, it's not just like a list of stuff. It's like, this is my journey as a web developer. This is what I've learned. This is what I can do.
And this is what I want to do.
Exactly.
And hopefully these people will pay me to do it.
Yeah, exactly.
So as you're going through like Resume Genius and all their tools and stuff.
Yeah.
And you're building your resume.
Uh-huh.
What is the thing that you can put on there?
What's going to make you stand out?
Yes. What is going to make that hiring manager see your resume?
Right.
Out of a stack of 50 resumes.
Out of 100 resumes.
Yeah, and be like,
oh,
I need to meet this person.
I got to talk to this person.
Yes.
Because like you were saying, they all start to blur together after a while.
They do.
But then you see it.
Mm-hmm.
You see the one where someone's not just like listing skills and experience.
Right.
They're telling you a story. They're showing you.
This is who I am.
Yeah. Who they are.
Yeah.
Why they're passionate about this. Why they love building websites.
Mm-hmm.
And like that's the stuff that's going to make you stand out.
It's like the difference between like a website that just exists.
Right.
Versus like a website that like you go to and you're like.
Yeah.
Oh, this is cool. I'm going to spend some time here.
I want to explore this.
Yes.
Exactly.
That's what you're going for.
That is what we're going for, people.
Yeah.
Resume Genius.
Go check it out.
Build that award-winning website of a resume.
And get out there and start building the internet.
Yes. Go get them.
All right.
Good luck out there.
That's it for this deep dive.